the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day for fun with Melly. We've got a lot of stuff going on, lots to talk about. As always, this is enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. Lots of things that from our wonderful president, some comms from our president, and he's really been going after. I should have called this Trump comms. This is my website for you who are new. Or maybe if you are old and you've come over from YouTube land, I'm so glad to have us back together. Yay! It's like in the biblical two sticks rejoining. We've got Rumble and YouTube joining together. This is my website, melissaredpill.com. Melissaredpill.com. Easy peasy to remember. And you can also find it at freedomforce.live, my original name. So, but I thought it would make it maybe a little easier to just say melissaredpill.com, and all the resources are over there. You can find the real Mellies, the real channels, not the fake Mellies. There's fake Mellies out there. I don't DM, I don't do gold, I don't do silver, I don't do whatever. I encourage you to go buy it yourself and get it and put it in your possession somewhere. That's what I encourage, somewhere safe. So, definitely check into this. I've got tons of resources over here. Videos, over 1,000 videos talking about how this is biblical for however many years we've been doing this, a long, long time. I've got great information about health. I'm so excited to see people getting well, right and left, healthy by the natural way. So, I've got tons of videos I've been putting over here to make it real easy for everyone to understand. Here's the information about end times. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit, but let's get started. Hit the like button right now. Hit it now. My wonderful songbirds, always reminding everybody to hit that like button. So hit it and subscribe and share. And because of what you guys are doing, you're going and sharing the things over on X. And you're, even if you don't have a big following, if you just hit the like or hit the comments, that's really helping us to get this truth out. And I really appreciate it. We're quite a team. We are unstoppable. Last week we were reaching millions. So I want to keep it going. Now, today is the full moon. It is the Hunter moon. That's a beautiful picture. That was not in my house. That's not my house. I guess it's over the Brooklyn Bridge, I think it is. But look at that golden moon, and it's actually called a hunter moon. Hunted become the hunter. We're hunting these creeps down. So this is the Feast of Tabernacles. For those of you who aren't familiar, basically you go through the fall festivals. You say, hey, Lord, help us to turn from our sin and awaken us and help us to face the truth about our own sin and about our country's sin and for us to get right with you. That's the whole thing about the Feast of Trumpet is blasting out the truth. We all come to the truth, okay? And then you have the Day of Atonement where we're forgiven and we're set right. ourselves personally, and then also corporately, and you know, for our country and even the world. And then after that, the Lord is able to tabernacle with us. And look at this beautiful festival. Aren't those great festivals? I love these festivals. Like it better than Halloween, I just got to say. And so look at this beautiful festival right here where everyone's enjoying their company outside. And it's a, you know, perfect time to do it because it's the, it's a beautiful, you know, in the evening, and it's so, you know, nice and, you know, a little bit cooler in the evening now. And it also reminds you when it's a three-sided structure and they have, the sheets around it. So it's just a temporary shelter. It kind of reminds you of the tent that our forefathers, our ancestors lived in the wilderness, and reminding them of also how the Lord tabernacles with us. It doesn't have to be fancy. He just tabernacles with us. And so it also reminds you it's a time to cut, it's time to trim your hedges, trim your the limbs back off of the trees, because they use those branches to make the tabernacle or the booth. All right, so yeah, it is October 7th. So it was the exact same day that they had this terrible massacre that I believe was controlled by the Zionists, right? And so we've talked about that many times, and how that was on the cover of the Economist magazine way back from 2012, if you haven't familiar with that. But this one right here, it talks about that it's the harvest moon and the hunter's moon and the supermoon all at the same time. Pretty cool. So it's the largest and brightest full moon of 2025 so far. And so that's what makes it a super moon. And so the Feast of Tabernacles completes on October 14th, which is next Tuesday. And so the great thing, and for my mother's birthday, happy birthday, Mom. Actually, I think it's Charlie Kirk's birthday. Happy birthday, Charlie. Anyway, the thing about that last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, it's the eighth day, which harkens to the eighth day is basically the heaven on earth. You know, we're entering into the golden age, or the millennial kingdom, the 1,000 years of peace on earth, but we're not yet at obviously heaven on earth, where there's no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. We know we're headed to that. But this eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles is, it reminds you of that celebration of that one day we'll get there. That's what you do on the eighth day. Okay. Kind of cool. It's called Shemini Atzeret, I think is how you say it. Anyway, beautiful celebration and reminder of where the Lord is moving us toward, so that we know that he's in the business of redeeming the world, that one day there'll be peace on earth and then there'll be heaven on earth. Okay. So we're at the stage of going with the peace on earth. let's do that first. And then we'll have, like I said, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, but we're taking a big step in the right direction right now while kicking out the beast and the false prophet. So I'll read that to you in just a second, where that comes from in God's word. I find it very interesting that, of course, they use the biblical festivals. They know the festivals. A lot of people don't even know this is what is going on. They use these festivals for evil, but the Lord uses them for good. And I think he's using it right now to, as he said the other day, give them hell. I really do think something's going on. And I'd like to see in the chat what you guys think is going on. Also, now, here he posted, he's got several comms. He posted this, and I had missed it. This was actually on Friday, October 3rd. This was actually not from President Trump, but he actually said one time that he runs Poppy Trumpo, that he is Poppy Trumpo. He said that. Now, you know, he could maybe say I misunderstood the person, whatever. But anyway, he said that on a video, that he admitted he was Poppy Trumpo. And so here he's doing the grand finale. You know, the show is about to start. And so this is actually from V is for Vendetta. Do you guys remember the movie V is for Vendetta? Of course, this is the anonymous figure and saying we do have a V for Vendetta against these people. We want the Lord to bring down vengeance on them and retribution on them. President Trump has said he is our retribution. Very, very, very cool. I'm very thankful for that. So here is the video. I'll show you this beautiful video, but that's the music at the end of the V is for Vendetta. That might be a fun movie to watch, as well as the one I was telling you about yesterday, The Big Short. Might want to look at that. But anyway, let's see what this does.
Vendetta.
All right, so we posted that, and I'm just wondering if some things are really going on in the background, because I don't know. I'll just say this. I've had beautiful, beautiful blue skies. I was like, I would pay just to be able to see these beautiful blue skies. You don't even know how much it helps me to see a beautiful blue sky, and I've been posting pictures of it on the social media, and puffy white clouds, I mean, just to see. Okay, that's one way I can see something's going on, because I've been watching the clouds in the sky for a long, long time, and I'm sick up to here with the streaks and the chemtrails. Anybody feel me on that one? I'm sick of it. I'm so glad to see some blue sky. Really, really thankful. So yeah, I think the show was about to start, and I'm sorry I missed that one, but I've got it now. All right, so yeah, there's the V for Vendetta. Again, that might be something fun that you might want to watch. And then he also posted this. He said, "What a great show. Nothing in the world like it. Go USA." And there's his signature and then Melania Trump's signature just below it. How cool is that? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Bob, that they're spraying you in Michigan. I have seen a little bit of, like one day I saw one, but I just don't think that they either they're furloughed or something's going on. They're bringing in planes from outside of the country. It's just not at the level that it was at before. So I hope they're not spraying you like crazy. Yeah. Oh, I'm sick of them too, Marge. All right. So yeah, what a great show. Enjoy the show. Nothing in the world like it. Okay, let me tell you what he means, what I was thinking he means by that. Nothing in the world like it is, as in, there's never been anything like this, as I was reading at the very beginning from Joel chapter 2. Nothing's ever been seen like it or will ever be seen again. This is the takedown of the beast of Revelation. We've been waiting to do this, for humanity to be ready to do this, for thousands of years. Thousands of years. Finally at that point. You know, President Trump has also been saying that. That's another really cool clue. You know, President Trump has been talking about this Gaza conflict, that it was like 3,000 years. Technically, that one I don't think is that old, you know, because that really kicked off when they started taking the land back in 1947. But anyway, I think he's hearkening to this cabal that has been running wars wherever it is, whether it's in Gaza or whatever. So, you know, what do you guys think? You know, tell me what you think on that one. All right, so I thought that was a really great clue. Thank you, President Trump, for that clue. That really, you know, keeps us encouraged. And a lot of people just, you know, we've been in this so long, we understand what's going on. Not specifics behind the scenes, but we know this is a military operation. And especially because the other day, as I said in my most recent video, this one right here, what happens if silver hits the prep, hits $50. In that one, I talk about General Flynn and how he finally came out and had posted a video that included a Q post. Like, really? Really? So it was by, anyway, so that, you know, we're getting obviously to the point where he can, you know, he can say these things, whereas he couldn't before. All right, so then President Trump, here's another very big clue about something going on. We've always talked about on the board, Insurrection Act. And so President Trump said, you know, he's talking about the Insurrection Act on this video. Okay, so I'll tell you in a second what I think is next on that. Check this out.
Insurrection Act, under what conditions or terms would you?
Well, I'd do it if it was necessary. So far, it hasn't been necessary, but we have an Insurrection Act for a reason. If I had to enact it, I'd do that. If people were being killed and courts were holding us up, or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that. I mean, I want to make sure that people aren't killed. We have to make sure that our cities are safe.
Insurrection Act.
All right, so they... This is in the psyche now that people are talking about. What do you mean, an insurrection act? So, you know, a lot of people are up in arms. They're saying, what do you mean? How could you do this? This is, you know, you don't have this authority. Even Gavin Newsom is coming out saying he's going to sue President Trump for what he's doing in Oregon. I really don't know how he has standing on that. But either way, you know, he is, you know, basically saying, you know, he doesn't have the right to do this. Well, he is the president of the United States, and he, you know, as he said, the Insurrection Act is there for a reason, if there are people having an insurrection. So, it says at some point it will be necessary, I said this, at some point it will be necessary to invoke the Insurrection Act, be ready. All right. And he said he would invoke it if he needed to, we've been led to believe on the board that it was going to at some point be necessary and that the military was the only way. Okay. So we'll see. We will see if it's going to be necessary. I have a feeling it will be. I just don't think that you're going to go down. They're going to go down without a fight, without having to do that. And the trigger is that he will at one point say, "My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us." Okay. So what is that? What storm is he talking about? Is it the financial storm? Like on that one, I was talking about the silver going to $50. If there's a huge bubble that bursts with the banks and the banks collapse, that would definitely be a storm. As I told you on my last video, just don't worry. Trust the plan because gold will destroy the Fed. We've got to destroy these bankers, this banking cartel that has had a stranglehold not only in America, but all over the world. All right, so be ready for whatever it is. You know, just trust the plan. But a lot of people have no idea what's going on, and so they are going to be flipping out. And it even said that on the board. A lot of people tend to panic in these types of situations. Well, we're not panickins. We trust the plan. And it also said clean and swift. And it also said military is the only way. So we have to always remember that. And so we don't become a panickin. Nobody on the Freedom Force Battalion is going to be a panickin. We're not. We haven't been panicking yet. Okay. And we're one step closer to getting rid of these demons. Yay. Give me a praise the Lord on that one. Yay. Okay. Here's where he said on the ship, it was the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Navy. And he went on the ship, the Titans, the something of the Titans. Of course, I forgot that. What it's called, so something Team of the Titans. Anyway, I'll remember it in a second. And so he said, this is what we're going to do.
Live by a motto that captures the spirit of America's Navy. It's very simple. The words, give them hell. And we do give them hell.
All right. What's he talking about? What is he talking about? Well, let me just tell you something. They deserve to go into hell. As you know from God's word, that the hell was created not for humanity. The hell was created for the devil and the demons, okay? But those who have taken in demons and been part of what they were doing on purpose, knowingly, they have to go there too. Nobody else. It's not for, you know, people unless they have just chosen willingly, knowingly to side with demons, okay? And in the past, a lot of people had. They had willingly, knowingly been participating in demon worship, child sacrifice, and all these evil things that we know about. But over time, the earth has been filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. And so nobody does that anymore. If you remember, they were doing this above ground before Christ. And then after Christ came, and the gospel started to permeate the earth, they had to go underground doing their evil things underground. Of course, they've still done plenty, but in disguise. They had to do a lot of these things in disguise and in trickery. All right, so what does he mean by, I didn't answer my own question. What does he mean by give them hell? And I believe he means this passage right here that talks about in the book of Revelation chapter 19. And this is where we're casting out the demons, the beast and the false prophet, or the New World Order Antichrist, okay? The New World Order is the Antichrist. I'm just going to say it. That's who it is. These people worship Satan. There's no more question about it. These people worship Satan, and they have run in the entire world. They're in the entire financial system and the government system and the health system and all that. Okay, I saw the beast and the kings of the world and their armies gathered together to fight against the one sitting on the horse and his army. And the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who did mighty miracles on behalf of the beast. We're going to talk about the false prophet a little bit today. But the false prophet has a wide berth. You might say, yes, we've got the false teachers in the church. Okay. Some of them knowingly, some of them not knowingly. Okay. You've also got the false media, as in fake news. That's a false prophet, someone who's disseminating lies. Okay. You also have those in the higher education and in lower education too, who are knowingly deceiving the children. Okay, and the youth, and twisting their minds. So even in big tech, those who control the algorithms, anyone who's sending out false messages to deceive the people and to be part of the beast system, okay? So the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who did mighty miracles on behalf of the beast. With the miracles, I believe, it's just the deception has been mind-boggling. when you hear people, the things that come out of their mouth, you're just like, this is outrageous how they have tricked people into saying the wildest things and wishing for people's death and wishing for, I just don't even want to go into it. Y'all know what I'm doing. It's just like, really, 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 that there's no even love for their own babies. Okay, so this is miracles that deceived all who had accepted the mark of the beast and worshipped his statue. That is those people who joined in league with the demons. Those are the ones who've taken the mark of the beast. They've taken this mark of pure evil to join in league with pure evil. Okay, so if you want to know more about this, you go to freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com, either one. I'll just call it melissaredpill.com because it's right there. And you go to the end times page and you'll see more information on that. You'll see the study guides. You'll see the links to the videos that we've been doing on the studies and also the books. And I have tons of videos over on the video playlist about just search Revelation or, you know, whatever, if you want to say Mark of the Beast, 666, whatever you want to search. Okay. So that's that Revelation 19. It says their entire army, let me back up. Both the beast and his false prophet were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Their entire army was killed by the sword that came from the mouth of the one riding on the horse, and the vultures all gorged themselves on the dead bodies. Okay, why am I reading this passage? I've read it to you before because I believe this is the festival. The festival of tabernacles. You're like, well, that doesn't sound like a very fun festival. It is. It is a fun festival when you think about this feast. It said they're having a feast, right? Let me see if I scroll down a little bit. Yeah, they're having a feast. They're gorging themselves on the dead bodies. It's a feast of going in to destroy these evildoers, right? So that's what this is really hearkening to. And it's actually a very interesting wedding feast. It's a wedding feast of killing our enemies. Quite picturesque. Not your typical wedding. But that's really what the picture is this festival is to, like, give them hell. And we're what do you mean by give them hell? You put them into hell. And if you remember the demons who came up to the Lord Jesus, they said, you know, are you here to torture us before the time to send us into the abyss? In other words, before the time to send us in. The demons do not want to go into hell. They know it's horrible. They don't want to go in there. And that's why they're doing everything to make sure that the bad guys win, because they do not want to be cast into hell. And they know how awful it is. Before the time, well, it wasn't time 2,000 years ago, but now it is. All right, so I wanted you to see that. I think that's what he means by give them hell. Now, I'm going to tell you one other quick verse. You might not be familiar with this little funny little verse, but Paul is repeating himself. And I think sometimes, especially those of you who have been here a while, are like, why is she saying this again? She's already said this. Well, here from Philippians 3, I have precedent. Whatever happens, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith. So in other words, he was saying he would tell people the same thing over and over and over. He wouldn't get tired of telling them over and over. So sometimes we need to be reminded. You know, a lot of times it's maybe not something new. I'm not always red-pilling everybody. Sometimes it's just to be reminded of these things. All right, so before we get on to the next topic, which is about the TPUSA funding issue that's going on, it's kind of being viral right now, I wanted to remind you that the overarching picture of all this is that we're saving Israel for last. Right now, if you remember, North Korea was the first one to be set free from the CIA. And then it said Iran is next. Iran was set free from the CIA. I know they talk about it on the news, all kinds of other things. The reality was that the CIA took over Iran. Or you call it the New World Order, whoever, the bad guys took over Iran. And so they have now been set free. Is Iran perfect? No. No place is perfect yet. But they're at least set free. Okay. Then, number three, the last one it says is saving Israel for last. And all of a sudden, right when this happened with Charlie, all of a sudden, Israel information is exploding. all over the internet. I could do hours and hours of all the information that's coming out about Israel. I mean, I could keep you on here for all night and all tomorrow. It's just everywhere you look, it's coming out. It's like a sieve. You know, you think, oh, well, you know, you could plug a hole. You can't anymore. It's just coming out every which way in all social media. And they're trying to stop it, but they don't have control over X. So, this is a lot, but let's jump into it. So always remember that this is part of the exposure. And so that's another reason that I think that this was a psyop. Okay. Now I don't think Candace either knows that or believes that. Okay. So I'm going to play her video for you so you can see where she's coming from. I don't think she knows that or believes that. But I will say this, she did bring this receipts. I will tell you, she is made of true grit. This woman is unbelievable. I'm very, very thankful for her. And she's such a great spokesperson. But she's tough as nails. And so she showed this text message where Charlie said he had no choice but to leave the pro-Israel cause. She said she was going to bring the receipts, and she did. She did. So I want to play what she said. So yeah, all these ones who are saying that he was also pro-Israel and all that, yeah, they need to apologize to Candace. Okay, check this out. Okay, here we go.
Of what I am saying, this is an actual group chat, which happened 2 days before Charlie Kirk was assassinated. There were 9 people in total on this chat, including Charlie and Rob McCoy. I'm going to protect the names of the other 7. For now, to be clear, I might actually release a name every day this week, but I want to show you this because suffice it to say, Rob McCoy was on this text thread, and I think it helps contextualize him as a person, in my view, that he would attack me for telling the truth about the pressure that he was facing. Take a look. So Charlie writes in this group chat, just lost another huge Jewish donor, $2 million a year because we won't cancel Tucker. I'm thinking of inviting Candace. Somebody writes, ugh. Charlie writes, Jewish donors play into all of the stereotypes. I cannot and will not be bullied like this, leaving me no choice but to leave the pro-Israel cause. And somebody writes, a donor writes, please do not invite Candace. That might feel good short term, but it's not good long term. In my opinion, like all groups, you're going to get a wide variety of opinions. That nasty free will thing that God bestowed on us makes life frustrating at times after the dust settles a bit, maybe. So again, this is 48 hours before Charlie Kirk was assassinated. He was very clear and he was very explicit, and he did not back down, not in that Hamptons meeting, which they're all lying about, nor in this text thread. I'm not going to reveal the names of the other 7. Actually, you know what? I disagree with myself 4 seconds ago. Let's just throw in Josh Hammer for funsies. He's on this chat, okay?
Well, you guys.
All right. Thank you, Ryan Mata, for bringing all this out, because I have not had time to watch the Candace show lately. So I really appreciate him pulling that clip. And a lot of people are seeing that. It's very, very important for people to see that she definitely brought the receipts. So now what? Okay, so she's talking about this guy, Rob McCoy. Let me show you who this is. This is the very same guy that is supposedly Charlie's pastor, okay? And I'm not going to show his face anymore because he's making me kind of gross out. And I had posted about right after this happened, he did this very odd message. And if you remember, I posted, I'm like, what is this? Because his text, and I don't have it right in front of me, basically he said something like, how could you know, Candace be talking about this if something like what happened to Charlie happened to her? I was just, it stopped me in my tracks and took my breath away. I'm like, what do you mean? It sounded like a threat. I said that. It sounded like a threat. So, I'm just going to say this. I've been around church enough that I know that a lot of people are highly controlled. And their job is to control the people. I would love to say that the church is a place where you can go and you can, you know, speak truth and you can worship the Lord and it's peaches and candy canes and, you know, lollipops, but it's not. So The people are great. A lot of the power people, the ones in power, are there because they are, but they're very controlled. And so, just like with Charlie, what this whole thing is revealing. Even if it's a psychological operation, it's revealing to everyone how they're very, very controlled. Okay, so there are some, and the good, you know, the white hats know who's the good guys and who's the bad guys. They know who's naughty and they know who's nice. They know who is, you know, really a true pastor and just having to do this, or you know, and who's really knowingly in on the evil. Okay. It's a big problem. It's a big problem. The pastors in this country need to be set free to speak. This is why I love being able to come on here and speak my mind. I love it. I could not be, you know, in the leadership position in the modern church because it's too highly controlled. And yeah, I couldn't do it. So, okay. So now he said that on the day after this whole incident with Charlie. This is Rob McCoy. This is his, supposedly his pastor. Okay. And so now he says this, okay, I'm just gonna play it for you. Okay. Cause yeah, it's, I'm going to scream, but okay, go ahead. I'm going to play it.
What I can tell you is that Charlie believed, and I was with him in Korea. Just that was the last trip we took. It was last week, and he was wanting me to go to Israel to start a work there. That was his request of me, and I know this, that he believed the Jews had an ancestral right to the land. He believed that Jews are God's chosen people. He believed in the sovereignty of Israel. He also believed Ezekiel 37, that there was to be a political nation first and a spiritual nation second.
Okay, I'm going to stop, and I'm just going to say this. The purpose of the land was to be an incubator for God's people. It's not about dirt. It's an incubator to build the house of God and protect the people for that period of time until he scattered his people to the entire world. That proves it right there. When he scattered his people, God scattered the Israelites to the four winds. That tells you right there, it's not about dirt. He's doing this because where they were in this little country in the northern tribes of Israel, and the two southern tribes too of Judah, the bad guys took over and infiltrated and got them to worship Baal. And so they had to be scattered. That tells you that we as Israelites were able to grow and to expand and for the truth to go throughout the world when we were scattered. Okay. So this point about the right to the land, it's about having a place to grow, a place of freedom. Wherever you live is the blessed land. It's not about, and I know people say, oh, this verse. Yes, for that period of time, yes, they needed that incubator, that period, that safety right there. And they needed that. But then it got to be, really, it worked against them because they were in a controlled situation where they were ending up worshiping Baal. Okay, so the next thing is, isn't it convenient, though, for him to say, This whole thought process just irritates me so bad. Isn't this very convenient that they say, oh, well, there's going to be a political and then the spiritual. Now, of course, Charlie's not here to be able to defend himself and to actually speak for himself. And so, you know, Rob McCoy is speaking for him. And so I'm not saying that this is what Charlie said or would say if he were here to speak for himself. But the point is, when you have it where you say, well, I'll become the political, get in the political control first, and then I'll get right with God. Yeah, sounds just like the devil. It sounds like something that the Khazarian mafia would say. I'm just saying. Okay, and I don't know that that's exactly what he would say. I did see actually the other day. I saw an ad for them saying, "Oh, a lot of Jewish people are coming to know the Lord." I would be very skeptical of that. I would be very skeptical of sending my money to any of these people. I would be very skeptical of that. How do you like my song, y'all? I would be very skeptical of that. Yeah, I would be very skeptical. I would be very... Just prove it. Whatever it is, prove it to yourself before you send any money to any that. There's a lot of, we've learned that from the board from over this time, that there are a lot of groups that claim that they are doing all this work for Christ, and yeah, it's not happening. So be just very, very careful. All right, so let's listen to more of what he says and see if I can get through it. I doubt it.
And so he would be accused of being an anti-Semite because he would separate that you can question the political government of Israel, but you stand with the realization that the Jews are God's chosen people, they have an ancestral right to the land, but you can also, like we do with our own government, call them out when they're wrong. And I was on a text stream with him and Orthodox rabbis Orthodox believers, and he would lay this out. He would lay it out, and he would glean from that, and then he'd be on the other side where he's trying to understand, you know, Tucker's position and everyone else's, because he was trying to build the bridge for young people 18 to 30 that were non-traditional conservative voters.
Right.
These are kids that were sick and tired of watching their peers die in the 1040 window in the Middle East in wars put forward by the industrial war complex, and to see them dying in villages and hamlets of the names they couldn't pronounce, and then abandon them and come back, and they're still the walking wounded because they've got PTSD, they've lost friends, and what did they fight for? And they leave billions and billions of dollars in American equipment. They were disillusioned, a distrust for the government, mm-hmm. and this is what Charlie always pushed.
Yeah.
Don't let your distrust of government exceed your trust in God. There's
Okay, all right, so...
trying to understand, you know, Tucker's position and...
Hang on, there was something he said, hang on.
And believe Orthodox believers, and he would lay this out. He would lay it out, and he would glean from that, and then he'd be on the other side where he's trying to understand. And I was on a text stream with him and Orthodox, right to the land. But you can also, like, in people...
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, my brain. Hey, yeah, there's so many things I want to tell you. I didn't want to forget that. So, yeah, he's talking about that they have the right to the land. And they are God's chosen people. Okay. So this is why it's so important to understand who are God's chosen people. Clearly it says in the New Testament, we are a holy nation, God's chosen possession. We are a holy nation, God's chosen possession. So the reality is, I'm not trying to replace, I'm trying to fulfill that. Remember that we are to, our role was to, is to graft in people from all over the world into God's huge family. We are the family of God. The family of God is that chosen people, that holy nation. Okay. I'm not trying to put down any Jewish person. I'm not at all. But they also need to come back in and bow the knee to Christ, all right? And so what does that mean? And so do, I mean, you and I, so do Muslims, so do, you know, everyone in the world has to bow the knee to Christ. What does that mean to bow the knee to him? Well, first of all, not to worship Satan, right? That's at the very minimum. And I think it gives a lot of leeway on what it means to really believe in Christ, believe in and to walk with Christ. The Lord is to walk with in righteousness. There's the righteous in the earth, and there's the wicked. There's only two buckets. There's those who worship Satan, and there's those who worship God. Okay, so it's very important. And so for them to say, oh, you know, there's another class. The Bible doesn't really talk about that. Yes, historically, there were people who were in the lineage of Abraham. But as our Lord Jesus said, he could raise up children to Abraham from the stones. The flesh profits nothing. It has no benefit. You know, the flesh is not going to help when the only thing that has any effect is our faith. Okay, so I'm going to take you to this passage right here where it talks about in Galatians chapter 3, we've all been united with Christ in baptism, and we've put on Christ, like putting on new clothes. So think of it this way. And again, giving people as much leeway as possible. I'm not going to go into Romans 2. Romans 2 talks about if someone, here I'm going into it, but if someone is following the law in their conscience, it's the Holy Spirit who's speaking to them, whether they recognize what Christ did exactly on the cross, if they've given their heart to God to say, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to obey you. I want to do what's right in your sight and not the evil. Okay, then they've been baptized. That's what baptism is about, not going into underwater. Going underwater is the symbol of what it is to be bathed in God's word, to bathe in His Spirit, to be soaked in walking with Him and doing what He has commanded, right? Either, and again, I'll go back to this little thing. Either you're bathed in Satan or you're bathed in Christ. There's only two buckets, okay? For them to make another bucket is not biblical. There's two buckets. There's the righteous and the wicked. There's those who are in Christ and those who are in Satan. There's only two buckets, and they're trying to make a third bucket. So it says, you know, if you've been reunited with Christ, that you're baptized into following God, maybe not understanding all the fine nuances. Everybody's got a lot of things that they don't quite get right, but God's looking at the heart. Again, go back to Romans 2 if you want to see more about that. I've got other videos on Romans 2. He says, you know, they are a law unto themselves because they realize their conscience bears witness that they're doing what's right or not. And so this is who the Lord accepts. He looks at the heart. Anyway, so it says there's no longer Jew or Gentile. There's no longer slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ. Again, they always are trying to divide us. Our future in the golden age is for everyone to be joined together, everyone to be one and united, and to not have this delineation. Oh, well, they're special because they're God's chosen people and they're the Jews. No, that's not biblical. Galatians 3:28, there's no longer Jew or Gentile. So stop it. Read your Bible. But again, they are being told to say these things. Okay, now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter what your lineage is. All that matters is belonging to Christ, walking with him, that he is the one you follow, right? And that makes you a true child of Abraham. All right, y'all with me? He was talking about the 1040 window. The 1040 window is like Northern Africa, all the way across like Saudi Arabia, India, China. That whole section over there is, you know, what he was talking about. I didn't know really what 1040 window was. I mean, if you want to learn more about end times and all that I'm talking about, check out these books. End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace is the Decode of Revelation. Major Clues from Minor Prophets is how the minor prophets were telling us exactly what we're seeing in this day. I mean, it is without question, it is purely... it's absolutely sure that this is what we're seeing in this day. And I go into all the proof of that. And then we're actually doing a study every Saturday morning at 10:30. So come and join us on our Major Clues for Minor Prophets study. And then This Is Biblical. That'll be our next one, I guess. So this one is 17 Bible stories that are happening before our eyes that were a roadmap for us. So yeah, you'll love that. And as well as go to melissaredpill.com and you can actually listen to them. And that really helps you to soak in the understanding because it's quite different from what we were led to believe. All right. So this is a very important thing. I've got to tell you about this. Okay. This girl has taken the time to go in and get the public information on their tax records for these nonprofits. Okay. And so I'm going to play that for you so you can hear what she has to say about it. And so basically follow the money. And it appears from what she is saying, and then you can tell me in the comments what you think. It appears that, of course, they would have these people trying to control TPUSA. Clearly, Charlie did not want to be controlled, and they control people by the money, but he said, I'm not going to do that. Not happening. And so as soon as they pulled that back the money, he's like, okay, fine, I'm going to get Tucker and Candace. And so he's on this text, and I feel like it's a sting operation. I really do think it's a sting operation to expose these people. Anyway, and so they obviously do this for control. The people with the money people do this for control. And the guys, if you saw him on there, oh, that free will, you know, we wouldn't want you to use free will. And it sounds like someone who doesn't know God, who's trying to get someone to not do the right thing, doesn't it? Isn't that exactly what it looks like? Anyway, and they're using, it appears, I'm going to play this video for you. It appears that they're using this nonprofit organization that is set up to fund TPUSA, that they were using as a tax-free investment vehicle. Now, I think some people will listen to this and think, oh, well, this must be that Charlie was in on some kind of, you know, dirty money and taking in money. No, I don't think that's what this girl is trying to say. All right, so I'm going to play it, and then, yeah, it's quite a lot that she's talking about. Okay, so I'm going to try to move out of the way, and you can hear what she has to say. Check. Okay, let me see if I can get to check it out.
Into the red flags with Charlie Kirk's nonprofit, Turning Point USA. This is, again, the nonprofit that he was speaking for when he was shot, and there's a lot going on with this organization. It's a very powerful and moneyed organization that only started in the past 13 years. It started in 2012. And let's dig into this next set of findings. So Turning Point USA has some affiliate charities that are meant to support it, and the money flows between them. Charlie Kirk was also involved with these. And let's talk about what I found on the tax filings for these charities. So the first one is Turning Point Endowment, and I'll talk about what's going on with it and then what I think was happening here. So the endowment was taking in these big contributions almost every year, but paying out no money in grants at all some years. I mean, this is a big red flag for charities. So it took in between $7 million and $19 million approximately in the years between fiscal year.
Did you catch that? They were taking in millions and millions of dollars, but they did not put any out into grant money. So that's a big flag, red flag. Why are they holding on to this money? At one point, it's $50 million, and that they're not putting any of this into these charitable organizations. It appears, and later on she's going to talk about, that they're using it as an investment vehicle, but it's a tax shelter, tax-free. Okay, check it out.
2019 to 2022. And just to be clear, I'm referring to fiscal years in this situation, which is a little bit different than just a regular year. And I might use FY instead of fiscal year just as we go through the video. So the grants paid out in some of these years, like FY 2020, 2021, and 2022, were $0. That's not a great sign. By fiscal year FY 2023, assets had gotten up to about $61 million, but grants were, again, $0. Kind of seems like they're warehousing funds, potentially, rather than trying to actually advance charitable purposes here. Secondly, contributions were swinging very dramatically, between about $19 million in FY 2021, down to $11 million or so in 2022, down to $30,000 or so in 2023, again, these are fiscal years, implying that there may actually be kind of a control structure in place here, rather than this operating as an independent charity, because it seems that the funders of this charity were able to very easily turn off and on the funding.
Okay, so what I think on that is, if you had the funding was coming from these organizations that are set up all over this country, it's clearly not going, that money is not going into this particular bucket, because the money just dwindles down to nothing. There's obviously, you know, the big portion of the money is coming from, it appears, the money man, the cabal, like the Shillman I was just talking about. Y'all know I posted this about Shillman when I was asking, did he pull back that $2 million? And of course, on this text message, it says Charlie admitted that he pulled back this $2 million. And he's like, okay, listen, it's fine. I can't be controlled. I can't be bullied. And so it was at that point that Grok accidentally told me, and I shared this on the social media, that Charlie was alive. I'm like, what? Yeah, so Grok's kind of probably in trouble because I took a screenshot and I shared that on social media. Anyway, so yeah, and then Grok went down, and all of a sudden Grok came back up, and he's like, oh, no, Charlie's dead. So, what? Whatever. All right, so anyway, so she's saying here that, hang on. Yeah, that this charity money is something that doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like a normal charity where you would have money flowing in just, you know, just more you know, maybe growing or waning, but not in these gigantic pushes. It has all the telltale signs of a money person controlling it. Okay?
We're able to very easily turn off and on the funding. Also, there were no employees reported and just 2 to 4 volunteers. Yet this charity is sitting on tens of millions of dollars and they have 6 figures in other expenses, like administrative expenses. The expenses that they do have are generally not grants. They are things like administrative investment stewardship.
Administrative investment stewardship expense. What is that? Administrative investment stewardship. But you're not actually putting the grant money out, but you are having all the stewardship expenses. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Sure. That's right. Yeah. So this is, again, this is not, from what I can tell, this is not Charlie's fund. I don't think that he was, you know, on the board of this. He is the one who is to be receiving the money from this organization. And so that they're using this money to say, okay, we're going to garner funds for you, and we're going to put them into this account, and then we'll dole it out as we see fit. Okay? And so it really, even though it has the name TPUSA, it doesn't mean that it's controlled by TPUSA. Okay?
So again, this kind of paints the picture of this being a captive treasury for funds for the whole Turning Point network. The board, we discussed this in my last video as well, they had a similar issue. The board here has 3 voting members and not all of them are independent. So it's a tiny board that is not fully independent, and it's managing over $50 million a year in some cases. Big conflict of interest risk here. There were also these very weird moves between different addresses. So in fiscal year 2017, it was located in Lamont, Illinois. Then it moved to Crown Point, Indiana between fiscal years 2018 to 2019. Then to Phoenix, Arizona between fiscal years 2020 and 2022. And then to Indianapolis in fiscal year 2023. The tax preparers were also shifting. The early filings had the Stapleton Group as the tax preparer, which switched to Henry & Horne LLP, which then switched to Baker Tilly US LLP. This can indicate kind of controls risks sometimes, especially when paired with these other indicators that we are seeing. There were also these big swings in investments and other revenue, going from negative about $200,000 in fiscal year 2020 to about $600,000 the next year, to about $1.5 million the year after that, and then up to about $2 million the year after that, with other revenue showing up in later years, which can signal that there is active investment risk taking. So it's good to be aware of the investment policy here, because that's not always okay to be doing. Also,
okay, so they're supposed to be collecting money, sending it out as grants. That it's not supposed to be an investment vehicle. So she just proved right there that they're using it as an investment vehicle. Again, I'm not blaming Charlie. I'm telling you that the whoever is controlling and who's on this board, and she doesn't really say on this video, so I need to go and see if I can find out who these people are who are on the board controlling, 3 people controlling $50 million.
So this charity was apparently formed with instant assets. The first return that I found, 2017, shows about $2 million in contributions. $21 of expenses. So that's a pretty classic sign of a drop-in endowment type vehicle, which can really be to just hold money rather than operate charitable programs. And apparently the core purpose of this charity was to support Turning Point USA. But since it wasn't offering grants in a number of these years, it wasn't really providing some of the support that maybe it was supposed to be. So this is another big red flag. And again, overall, I think that this may have been meant as kind of a vehicle to store the money and not really operate for truly charitable purposes. I also wanted to talk about another affiliate charity of Turning Point USA. This one is called Turning Point Action.
Okay, so that was where she finishes talking about the Turning Point USA whatever group. And now this Turning Point Action, she's going into more about this election group. Okay, so sorry.
Now this one, the finances are heavily linked to election cycles. Let's talk about what's permitted with charities as far as politics go. So the first two charities that we discussed, Turning Point USA and Turning Point Endowment, are both 501c3s that are prohibited from participating in partisan political campaign activities because otherwise they would lose their tax-exempt status. They can engage in voter registration drives and things like that, but it has to be nonpartisan. So Turning Point Action is has more freedom as a 501c4. It can participate in political campaigns, including endorsing or opposing candidates, but that must not be the primary purpose. Generally, this means that less than half of their organization spending, to my knowledge, must be for political purposes. And unfortunately, because 501c4s are not required to disclose their donors to the public, they can be vehicles for what's called dark money and contributions that can help influence elections without the public knowing about the funding sources. I just realized that I ran out of time in this video.
All right, so I thought that was really, really good. And I don't actually, unfortunately, I don't have her name. I don't have her name, and I would love to give her credit, but I don't even have her name. So I'm so sorry I don't have that. But anyway, I think she's on TikTok. And so Ryan Mata, I think, is trying to get her over onto X because she can reach a lot of people over there. And the reality is, you know, you can't count on TikTok. I got kicked off of TikTok, but I don't even know what I did, but whatever. All right, so here are some people who were controlling some of the money for these organizations. Let me just show a little picture here. To clarify, David Horowitz and Bill Ackman were reportedly funding TPUSA, okay? So you've got, they, again, are not doing it necessarily for all the right purposes. They're doing it to control. Okay, and that's what Candace is saying, and I think that's what we're all seeing also. And I think that, you know, again, it's not just saving Israel for last, but it's also showing how this money system works. And really, that's really the point of this group of Israel, is that they've controlled everyone by the money. They've installed their puppet leaders through the money. They've, you know, controlled these NGOs and these nonprofits with the money, okay? And so they use this as an investment vehicle, so they make money. It's all this magic trick, this smoke and mirrors, and then they don't get charged taxes, okay? All right, so, because it's a tax-exempt organization. All right, so then you've got George Soros, Bloomberg, and Hoffman supporting Antifa. So you've got, you know, they all are working, pitting the people against each other, using their money to get the people pitted against each other. Yeah. Creepy creepies. All right. So this is exposing all that. That's what this, everything that we're doing here is to expose how they've run this horrible game on us. Okay. And so I think a lot of people are waking up to that. So, suggests the same cult members are financing both sides of the political spectrum, much like how AIPAC is said to fund both sides of Congress. This is from Kevin MAGA 2024. Thank you, Kevin MAGA 2024. So, yeah, so to fund both sides of Congress. Hello. All right, so this is how I didn't mention that before, but yeah, funding Congress, funding all these political organizations and religious organizations. All right, so next, let's see what else. Did you see this? I just saw this. I don't know how I missed this. Putin's special envoy posted this Q drop. What if China, Russia, and others are coordinating with POTUS to eliminate the New World Order? How about that? I thought that was awesome. Thank you, Kirill. Dmitriev, thank you for posting that. Again, if you're not familiar with this post, it is from post number 140. And just like he had highlighted in yellow, he's probably coming to this same website, qagg.news. So he says, what if China, Russia, and others are coordinating with POTUS to eliminate the New World Order? Oh my goodness. This is just for entertainment purposes only, YouTube. I don't know if I'm going to get, how long I'm going to be able to last over there. Anyway, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that he feels that we are far enough along in the show to be able to expose this, for him to come out and say this. Now, he's been posting, you know, a Q, picture of a Q or something like that, but he's coming up here saying he and President Trump are working together. I mean, that is not a far cry from them saying Russiagate, because President Trump is a Russian asset. But they must feel that very strongly that they don't have to worry about that at this point. All right, so I want you to see that. Oh my goodness, I've got something else to show you. Okay, I'm going to see if I can look and find it. This is where it was talking about the Grassley. And I meant to pull this up, but I forgot to. Okay, or it's somewhere. Maybe it's down here. No, that's not it. Okay, I'll do it this way. So, Grassley posted this. Maybe I missed it at the beginning. Either way, Grassley posted let me see if I can find the picture. Here we go. It says, Grassley Farm Report, beans harvested plus 3/4 of corn left. Okay, so if you're new here and you might not be familiar with this, you know, Grassley's always giving us a corn watch. You know, and so corn is another name for CIA, obviously deep state, you know, criminals. Okay, so when you think of corn, I really think of it as really more like big picture. So yeah, so he, if you look at Q34 decode harvest and operations, let me see if I can find that. Thank you, Johnny Mnemonic. Harvest and operations. Let me see if I didn't realize it said harvest and operations. I need to see. Can somebody point that out to me where that is? Anyway, the point is, this is a, I don't know that it even says that word. Maybe I'm missing it. So there's a number on POTUS's order, temporary military control will be actioned and serious ops carried out. Okay, this is from Post 34, way back in 2017, day two of this whole thing. It started on Halloween. Okay, and yeah, I'm so thankful I found out about it on like immediately. So when you look at this, and you see, you know, military control, insurrection act. How do you bring out the military? It's because you say we've got, you know, we have an insurrection here on our hands. And he says, it says, we'll be initiating the emergency broadcast system during this time in an effort to direct, provide a direct message to all citizens. All right. Anyway, so this is like a harvest time I talk about in the book. Revelation 14 is the harvest of the wicked, the harvest of the grapes of wrath, but also the harvest of God's people. The Omer, which is always behind me, is God's people waking up and rising up and realizing the truth of what's been going on. Do you guys think that they're 1/4 finished? Because he said they're 3/4 of the corn is left. Do you think that when President Trump put that post out, as I was talking about at the beginning of the video, that he was saying it's go time. He also posted, it's now or never. Did you see that? I've just posted that on my last video. The President Trump posted, it's now or never. So, and of course, he's been going, you know, having the military generals, right? That huge meeting. I just did a video about that too. Oh, where was that one? That video was, okay, this one right here, 800 war generals. Okay, so you had that. It just makes me think that we're, something big is going on that we're not seeing. And I'm going to say this real quick. Remember I was talking about on the one where I talked about the gold and that it will destroy the Fed, which it clearly will. It will destroy all these, the bankers. All the money will come back to the people. You know, Mickey Mouse says on the 1010, he's got his arms like, oh, what is it? But it could also be like, yay. I don't know. We'll see. We will see. They don't call it Red October for nothing. So there you go. We'll see. But yeah, we've got to get these corn harvested. So, all right. So next, yeah, this is another thing. I didn't even play this one. What's that guy's name? The guy who is working along with Charlie. I'm sorry, I don't remember his name right now. But he was talking about that at the event, the funeral for Charlie, with sparklers. I've never seen a funeral with sparklers, but when they had that, he said that they had a geo-tracking of the people who were there. He says, oh, we had so many people there, we did geo-tracking, as if that was a good thing, as if we want to have it be geo-tracked. And so then they use that so that they can say, oh, this person is interested in this topic, so I want to blast these things into their algorithm and get them on their phone so they would be able to connect with your social media, figure out whether you're on TikTok or Instagram or whatever. And so Ian Carroll found this in this FARA. I'm going to share with you the link to this FARA document. I'll go ahead and pull it up so I can give you the whole link. This is this PDF, and he's been going through it piece by piece. This is the, I'm just putting up a FARA document. And this is in this document, it's going to take forever. I better not even pull that up because it's a big file. All right. So he has been showing this evidence that they were geofencing churches. Check this out.
Page, this is 23 out of 86. Item, targeted geofencing. Right there. Description. Largest geofencing and targeted Christian digital campaign ever. Geofence the actual boundaries of every major church in California, Arizona, Nevada, and Colorado, and all Christian colleges during worship times. Track attendees and continue to target with ads.
There you go. How do you like that? Don't go to church. Okay, whatever, these people, because that's their job, is to try to nab the ones who are most likely going to be the Israel supporters. Wake up, church. Wake up. Wake up. Time to wake up. Okay, I have a video I wanted to share, but there's just no time. I've already gone over, but I did want to tell you about the gold. And someone just posted, H. Clay just posted, it's at 4,015 an ounce. It topped 4,000. They are not able to control it. They've always been able to keep it tamped down, and they can't do it anymore. I have even heard, now I don't know what's going to happen, I've heard that silver and gold will have the same value. Can you imagine if you have a coin that you got at $25, what if it goes to, you know, I've even heard it could go to $15,000. This will destroy the Fed. There you go. And as I've read to you 1,000 times from Habakkuk 2 and Nahum 2, they'll be left penniless and helpless as they stand trembling. It's one of my favorite verses. I just love it. That's from this one, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Listen to it. If you haven't heard about these passages, this is why they never read Nahum. That's why they never read Habakkuk. That's because they didn't want us to wake up and realize that we're gonna get all this back. Oh my goodness. It's a 3-minute video. I guess we can do it. Okay. This video helps you to understand what short selling is. And I think it's very important to understand. They're basically betting against that stock in this video, but they bet against silver. And they can easily bet against it if they say they have been able to control it, because they control all these banks. All these five banks always had the control, but now President Trump has the control. Clearly, it took this long. This is not something you can fix with a flick of a pen on an executive order. So we finally are at the point where clearly he's controlling. They don't control the value of gold. The market is controlling the value of gold. Okay, that's what's happening right now. So let's play this. This might be something you want to listen to a couple of times before you really, it's going to sink in, unless you're doing this all the time.
Presented by WallStreetSurvivor.com. Short selling is a risky way to profit from declining stock prices. Basically, it is a bet against a stock or company. When you buy a stock, you expect the price to go up. On the other hand, when you short a stock, you expect the price to go down. Shorting a stock is the inverse of buying a stock, which is often referred to as going long. Here's Jack. Jack has heard that Goliath National Bank is in financial trouble and expects their stock price to go down. In order to profit from his prediction, Jack will short GNB. But how does this work? Jack calls his broker and tells him that he wants to short one share of GNB. To do this, the broker needs to find one share to lend to Jack. The broker can look at a few different places, including his stock inventory and his clients' portfolios. If he still can't find the stock, he can ask other brokers. Jack's broker finds the share in one of his clients' portfolios and borrows it. The broker will then sell the share on the market for Jack. GNB's stock was trading at $100, which will be credited to Jack's brokerage account. Jack was right. After a week, GNB's financial struggles are made public and the stock price drops to $70. Because the stock price dropped and Jack made a bet against the stock, Jack stands to make a profit by buying back or covering GNB. Jack calls his broker and tells him to cover his position in GNB. The broker uses the money from Jack's brokerage account to buy one share of the stock from the market at the current price of $70 and returns the stock to his client's portfolio. Jack sold GNB stock for $100 and bought it back for $70. Awesome! Jack made a profit of $30. Jack also has to pay a small fee to the broker for the right to borrow the stock. Short selling is for advanced traders because it can be extremely risky. Unlike buying a stock or going long, where your losses are limited, your losses are unlimited when you short. To explain how your losses are unlimited, consider this graph of price versus profit. Let's say you buy a stock for $100. The most you can possibly lose is the amount that you paid for, in this case $100. As the stock price goes up, your profits will continue to go up as well. Theoretically, there is no limit to how high the price can go. Now consider that you have shorted the same stock at $100. In this case, you profit when the price decreases. The most you could stand to make is the price that you shorted at, in this case $100. However, as the price goes up, your losses go up. And since there is no limit to how high the stock price can go up, Theoretically, there is no limit to how much you can lose.
Okay, that's one of the most important things I wanted you to see on this. Okay, so they have shorted silver. They've been betting against silver. They had complete control of it, so that's just been working for them for a long, long, long time. But as you see here, if they are in control, they can make money, and they're in control of how they make all this money. But if they lose control, but it appears very much that they have, and that's what we're seeing happening now, is there's no end to how much they can lose. It just goes up and up, and you know how much they lose more and more and more as the value of gold and silver goes up and up and up. Okay, so they when silver went to $33, the five big banks, Chase, you know, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, I don't know whichever, HSBC, whichever ones, that five major banks, they paid out billions. And if it's now going to be 50 and then even more, it's just, it'll break them. It will break them. Now, the question is, I got to tell you something. I wrote not a check, but I sent money to the IRS online to pay my tax bill. They still haven't checked, they haven't cashed it. I think they're leaving it in the hands of the banks because they know the banks need cash and they don't want to let the government have it. So they're giving it to, they're leaving it in the hands of the banks. And they know that I'm not going to, you know, I can't cancel the check. How would I even, there wasn't even a check, you know, that I'm not going to cancel it. So they're sitting there on this money. So I got a notice from the IRS. Well, on the IRS.gov, they said, oh, because we're, you know, so many people have been fired, we haven't been able to cash your check. That's stupid. There's something else going on. They're trying to protect the banks. But anyway, so they have a huge position of losing. It's like when they go to Vegas and they are losing this bet. They bet that silver would you know, be at a certain price. And then for every nickel that it goes up, they lose more and more and more and more. Okay? So I'll post this into the chat so you can watch this little video if you want to and learn more about short selling. All right. I think that's it. Let me pop up this in here. Short selling. Oh, and then I think it was H. Clay telling that I agree. You do not want to get paper stock. No, ma'am. No way. No how. You have to hold the silver coin yourself. And put it somewhere safe. You know, but you've got to make sure that it is somewhere, that you have the silver yourself. I'm not counting on anybody with a piece of paper. I don't want a piece of paper. I want the actual silver. Okay. All right. Now, I hope they're out of business. I do too. Meat-tastic. All right. I think that's everything. Is that everything I wanted to tell you? Yeah, you saw that. Let's do it just because it's fun and we're going to do it together. Gold price. Let's see what it is. Let's see what it is right now. This very minute. It's now at just below 4,000, $39.96. All right. So anyway, it's going to go up and up and up. All right. So I think that's everything. That's everything. So yeah, definitely go and check out Red Pill the World. And like I said, I'm over on YouTube as Melissa Red Pill 11. That is where I am now. And I'm not, for those of you who are watching, you're like, why are you not doing the live stream over there? Something's wonky and I don't understand what's the problem. I'm wanting it to be where when I do a live video, that it will automatically go into the videos on demand. Okay. Let me see if I can show you this real quick. That's not it. Let me see if I can find it super quick. Nope. 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 Okay. So let me just do this right quick like this. Melissa Red Pill 11. So this is what I'm wanting. If anybody has any great ways to show me how to do this, is this it? That's it. Okay, so this is my account that I just got this back. And so, you know, when people go to the videos tab, I want it to show the live videos. And it's not doing that. So these are my live, I've been practicing and trying to get it to work. See this live video here. We're at the precipice, right? That was a live video. Yes, I did it two ways, but whatever. Don't laugh at me. All right, so here is the videos. It's not showing, right? That one right there called We're at the Precipice is not showing in videos. So if anybody can tell me why that is. And so there's a place where they tell you can set this up, but I can't get to that screen. So what does that mean? Are they messing with me? Or is it a technical error, you know, that it's my problem? Like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know. It's just weird. I can't get it to work. All right. So don't forget to go and check out all the goodies on melissaredpill.com. check out all the goodies on Melissa Red Pill. Definitely check out the videos. I just posted one on the social media that I had done from the remedies, and I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to get in trouble, but this is really great stuff. And so I've got videos over here. You can actually go and get the PDFs and learn more about it. And so, yeah, this is right here. Just tons of research that I've done over the years to figure out how to get our health back. So this is like Maha. This is the Maha page. Okay, so let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you are the King of the world and you will reign on this earth and everyone must bow the knee to you. Thank you, Lord, that you have the power to bind the strong man and to cast them into hell. You have the power to give them hell and to send them out so that they can no longer make hell on earth. I thank you for everyone on the battalion. I thank you that we're all back together again. And I just pray that more and more are going to find out that we're back on YouTube. And just thank you for how we all work together to get the truth out. And just what a blessing, what an honor it is, and how wonderful my battalion is. I just love them so much. And thank you that we will always know for all of eternity that we fought side by side, shoulder to shoulder in this great day of battle, this great Battle of Armageddon. Lord, we don't know exactly what's going on in the background, but we trust your plan. We trust that you have all this planned for good for us, not to harm us, but to give us hope and a future of the golden age where everyone will be healthy and wealthy and at peace and connected and no more deception, as you said in your word, no more deception for 1,000 years. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. And we just ask that you would help us no matter what happens. If something happens with the bank, I pray that everybody will have everything they need and everybody will be at peace. No one's going to panic. We're just all going to be at peace, trusting you and trusting your plan, and that we'll be able to help those who are potentially flipping out. So we just thank you and praise you that you've awakened us so that we can help others. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. Yes. Okay, guys. Yeah. So this is loaded up so you can see all this. I'm not even saying the names of these things, but all this information. I've got little videos over here and I'm putting more because these are the ways you can really get your health instead of putting, in my opinion, instead of putting chemicals into your body. Just puts what God has given to us. And before I go, I've got one more thing. I've always got one more thing. This is the video I just posted a couple days ago about gold destroys the Fed, okay? And I talked about scare, necessary event. So if you haven't shared that, you might want to share that one. It's got 171,000 views so far. So yeah, because I want to, as it says here, there's a portion of it that says, let me get back to where I was. I'm going to share this right here. No, I'm going to share it right here. There's the link, right? The link to the scare event. It says here, back up, okay, you were chosen for a reason. How about that? How's that makes you feel special, huh? Not linked to scare event. And then it says, I want you to see this.
A scare event. So I'm just telling you.
Okay, you were chosen for a reason. You are being provided the highest level of intel to ever be dropped publicly in the history of the world. Use it. Protect and comfort those around you. So that's why we're trying to get this information out, because, you know, I want to make sure that people have, you know, are not scared, first of all, and that they have cash on hand, you know, because if the bank pulled some kind of baloney, right? A scare event. It'd be pretty scary if you try to go and they say you can't have your money. But that would wake people up. We don't need to be awakened. Y'all just, you know, protect yourself and your family. Okay, I think that's it. I love you guys. We're going to jet out of here. Okay, I always forget. I'm going to play my little song at the end so then I don't lose the last little bit where I tell you I'll talk to you later, right? I love you guys. Okay, y'all ready? Y'all say it with me, right? I love you guys. I'll see you Tuesday, 6 o'clock p.m. All right? I love you guys. And I will talk to you later.